The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Before we jump in, make sure you leave us a rating and review. I always love hearing from you and hearing your feedback. So looking forward to your thoughts. Also, if you are looking to buy your first or buy your next property in 2024, the doors to my new four-week program, Home Buyer Society, are open. The link to join Home Buyer Society is in the description. It'll give you everything you need in 4 weeks to get on the path to building wealth for yourself and for your family. Open enrollment ends on next Friday, March 15th. So definitely secure your spot. The link to that is in the description. All right, y'all. We got another crazy story. We got another crazy story today. And this is a story of a retired school teacher in Houston who was scammed out of her home by a contractor. Some of you may have seen my post on Instagram. Some of you may not have. But today, we're going to talk about that. So we are going to check out the clip. Check out the clip from the news segment. And then I'm going to give my thoughts on this situation, as well as what I encourage all of you to do in response to the situation. So let's jump right into the clip.
Only on 13, a retired Houston teacher was kicked out of the house she's lived in since 1977, even though she never put her house up for sale, and it could have happened to any senior citizen.
ABC 13's Maya Shea tracked down the people and the paperwork in what turned out to be a winding series of questionable real estate transactions. In the end, it left a retired teacher without a home.
Wanda Jackson never wanted this.
Pissed off. I'm going to just say pissed off.
Last September, the retired public school teacher was tossed out of her home with little warning and with just the bare necessities, moved to a Spartan apartment a few miles away.
Different, huh?
How did she get here? Wanda says a few years ago, her aging home needed repairs.
The air condition and the heating units were out.
A church friend recommended a man by the name of Malcolm Pryor, who promised to fix her house. It was during the COVID-19 pandemic, and Wanda was seriously ill.
I don't remember signing anything with him.
What she doesn't remember, property records can show. On August 12, 2022, Pryor alleged that Wanda didn't pay for all the repairs and filed a mechanics lien on her house through his company, SDP Development. And just 1 month later, Wanda signed the deed of her house over to another company he controlled, South Victory Group.
So you signed your house away to him?
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize it at the time?
At the time, no. Because I was going through therapy, trying to get over the COVID, trying to learn how to walk again.
It gets worse. On September 14th, just 2 days after Wanda signed over her house to Pryor, he sold it to James Meyer, a local investor, for $50,000. 5 months later, in February of 2023, Pryor's company buys back the house from Meyer for $262,500, except this time he took out a loan from Noble Mortgage, a local financer of real estate deals, to pay for it. Records show Pryor never made a payment, and within 2 months, in April, Noble foreclosed on the house Wanda Jackson has lived in since 1977.
It looks funny. It's unusual, and it looks suspicious.
We asked local real estate expert Bill Baldwin to review the property records for Wanda's home. He says in his decades in the business, he's never seen such a fast timeline of signing a house over, multiple sales back and forth, then a foreclosure, kicking a homeowner out of her house.
Where some of these things would have taken typically 18 months to 2 years. It's unprecedented in my career that I know of anyone that's been foreclosed on within 6 to 8 weeks of their ownership.
By the time Wanda found out, it was too late. She didn't have the money nor the understanding to fight the foreclosure process. Now the home's latest owner clearly making major renovations. The Houston Police Department's financial crimes unit say they see situations exactly like this, especially among the elderly.
And because they know they may be living alone, there's maybe not a family member around, and they'll take advantage of them.
We went looking for Malcolm Pryor at his well-appointed home in Rose Sharon. Nobody came to the door, and nobody answered our calls.
No. No.
We had better luck finding James Meyer, the man who bought Wanda's house from Pryor and sold it back to him.
So I have a question about
the camera.
With the cameras off, Meyer told us he's just a real estate investor who helped Malcolm Pryor facilitate a deal. He had no idea that Wanda was tossed out of her home. Noble Mortgage's lawyer told us that the deal, in retrospect, raised eyebrows, but they didn't realize it at the time, none of which helps Wanda.
You just don't walk around and go and take people's property just because you can.
As of today, Houston police is investigating the case, but it could take more than a year. Meanwhile, Wanda is still stuck in that apartment, wondering if she'll ever get to go home again.
All right, y'all. So this is clearly robbery. I truly believe she's being sincere in not recalling certain things. And honestly, I believe that he kind of cornered her and knew she was under duress and not well physically and potentially even mentally, and had the nerve to put a lien on her house, right? I'm heartbroken by this. And before I get into more of my thoughts, I want to encourage everyone listening to check on your elders. Whether they own a home or not, check on them. Make sure they understand what's going on with whatever their financial situation is. Make sure they understand what's going on with taxes. Make sure they understand what's going on medically. Make sure they're taking their appointments. Get in their business. I know that a lot of our elders can be extremely stubborn, which I get, right? And we need to push past that. We need to really care for them. If you know somebody who's a homeowner, who is an elder, and maybe their home isn't in the best condition, always make sure if there's any work being done that you get multiple estimates. Make sure you work with a lawyer on the contracts and all those things. Make sure they have the funds and all those things, right? And I'm not blaming her for anything that took place because she was clearly sick and not well at this particular time, all right? So I really want to encourage us to do that. And the worst thing about this is that this home is already being rehabbed. You know, whoever purchased it from this con artist is already rehabbing that particular property. And now she's just in an apartment. She has nothing to leave behind. I don't know her family situation, if she had children or if she has any family still living that's able to assist her. I don't know. There's a lot of unanswered questions. And, you know, some people are blaming the person who referred the contractor. And, you know, the reality of it is referrals are not bulletproof. Referrals are not guaranteed. Just because an individual has a good experience with a contractor or handyman, whatever, it doesn't mean it's going to be the same for you. I've experienced that when I've been referred different people and they sucked. They were terrible as far as helping me. You know, it's just it's one of those things you can't really predict. But this person is extremely unethical and I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken. You know, most people's net worth is in their home, right? And this woman was living in this home for 47 years. And it's just a shame. It's just a shame. You know, I really believe if she wasn't sick, if she was well, this wouldn't have happened. I believe this guy took advantage. And it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate that it got to this point. But, you know, I want to encourage you all. Make sure you have a lawyer looking at your contracts, any contract you're signing, whether it is for work on your property, whatever it is, have a lawyer look at it. Don't be so prideful to think that you understand it and you're going to go ahead and proceed with it. If there's things you don't understand, have a lawyer look at it. If you do understand all of it, have a lawyer look at it still, right? And so that's my encouragement to you all, and check on your elders. Call them this weekend. If you listen to this when it's coming out, on Friday. Call your elders. If you have elders who are living, call them up. Check in. Make sure. Ask a lot of questions, right? Make sure that they're not hiding anything. Sometimes our elders don't want to be a burden and they don't share stuff with us. They don't tell us what's going on. They don't tell us what their concerns are. And elder abuse, elder scams are running rampant, right? There's so many instances in which elders were scammed out of money, right? They get these calls on their phones and all this stuff, right? So they don't know technology, a lot of them, like we do. So they're not hip to all the potential scams that could happen, right? So I just want to encourage you all. This is not a great story. It is actually a terrible story. And, you know, I would hate to see this happen to anyone, but especially an elderly Black woman. So that's my encouragement to you. Like I said, be sure to leave a rating and review. Again, thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.